untouchable. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Turn those mics on and let's do a Friday. It's a Facebook Friday. I don't know what we're going to do with that yet, but I just like calling it now a Facebook Friday. Something Facebook. I got it. I know what we can do.
What's up?
For the Facebook Friday. Come on, Gary. I gotta get my energy. Okay. Little gloomy gust outside. A little windy. See, a little windy. The gloomy gust.
Gloomy gust. Who's that?
Here's what people can do. You can go to Facebook. Go to our Facebook page and click on it, and then like hit the like, and then you can write some stuff.
What'd you say? Click on Detroit.
They have their own Facebook page. They got their own thing. They're doing well. We need the help. So you go to Facebook and just write something. And we'll say it. Like on the radio thing. On the radio machine. On the radio box. What do you think about that? That's a Facebook Friday. You just go, Facebook it, and we'll read it sometime. Boy, that's a bonus, man. One day we'll give away prizes for this.
I don't even know. Should I continue with the show or just leave?
Because?
I don't know. Mark, hey, what do you think of this hat?
Why are we going to leave?
I don't know. Just because you said you one day we'll give away prizes. I was just...
And you, because you're not getting any prizes,
right,
you would
just
leave?
Right, just leave. Because we're not getting any stuff to give away.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
I don't know.
What are you looking at? The hat?
Yeah.
Why am I looking at your hat?
I got it today.
Okay. You want to put it on and model it for the...
Look.
People can watch. Oh, you're wearing those shoes again, so now you got a matching hat.
Is that not cool?
Rob is color coordinated again today.
$4.97.
When's the last time you weren't color coordinated?
When I was four.
Gary and I were talking about it, because Gary is wearing like this kind of faux Cubs hat. It's one of those fake ones that says Cubs in the back, but it's got a C, but it's not really the Cubs C.
That's not a real Cubs hat, right.
Well, Gary says it's a blue instead of the usual thing. I've worn Cubs. I was a kid. You know, I was a Cub fan growing up in Chicago. Yes, born in Milwaukee, grew up in Chicago. Get over it, Rob. And I just, because I'm always like intrigued by people who won't wear the actual hat. They want a hat that's like off hat. It's not current hat, cool hat. Not saying it's not cool, Gary. It's just not a Cub hat. In fact, it looks like an Indians hat. It looks like a Cleveland Indians C now. Because the Indians have changed their hats how many times? About 1,000 times. Different kinds of Cs. They had the Chief Wahoo dude. And then, you know, other times. I think they just wrote Indians once on the hat. Cleveland. Wrote the entire city of Cleveland on the damn hat. But Gary says to me, look at him. I mean, the guy's a good-looking guy. There's no question about it. You know, we're giving him a little love. But he's wearing just a thing with the jeans. And he says, I had to wear it because it's blue. And I'm wearing a blue shirt with blue jeans. So he, too, Rob, had to be color-coordinated.
That's a good thing, Mark. You want to be. And you're looking very dapper tonight, like you had a big, would you have a big meeting?
Big meeting.
With Yahoo Sports or something?
No. You want that one, don't you? No, just a regular old meeting. Nothing major, nothing fun, nothing exciting to
all
tell
right.
The people. Boring.
Tigers had
so, you know,
fun
it's
at Comerica.
Tax Comerica. Time, Rob, if
how
you haven't heard.
That? Yeah, it is.
It's taxes time. We're 11 days away from tax day if you're scoring at home.
Hey, Mark, I ran into a friend of yours
who was very
happy that we're back on the radio. He stopped
female?
Me.
Oh, male.
No, not female.
No, dude.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, whatever.
But he used to sell you clothes. Who used to sell you clothes in Lansing?
Joel?
Nope. Aaron Stokes?
Oh, Aaron, my boy Aaron from Lansing Sexton High School.
Yes.
I love Aaron. He knows that. Is he listening right now?
I think so. I told him we'd give him a Park and a Man shout out.
Shout out to Aaron. Is he still over at
No, you know where he is? He's at, well, he's an Audi guy now. I think he sells Audis.
He's selling cars?
Well, you know what? Or maybe he repairs it. Says
he was at Bacharach for years.
It says certified Audi brand specialist. So I don't know if that's sales.
Wow, I didn't know anything about that.
Here's the car for you.
Oh, I'll have to call. You know, Aaron Stokes was a hell of an athlete in high school.
He's a real nice
guy. He was a track guy, football player. He was primo in the Lansing area. I don't want to say how long ago, Aaron, but that's long ago. That's a long time ago. And he doesn't look a day over his... He's got to be pushing 40-ish.
He's in great shape. He looks great.
Still could probably run track. Who was your buddy there, Aaron? Rodney Whittington, was that his name? He loves it because he... At Channel 10, I did a wacky piece.
No, not true.
Actually not. It was a regular piece on track, and Aaron was, like, I think, the champion that day. It was at Sexton High School. I think it was at his high school. All right, well, good. A little shout-out to Aaron Stokes. Good for you. Go see him at the Audi of Farmington Hills.
It's funny, because when you talk about doing track, Mark, you know, like doing track piece, I think I told you when I worked in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania for just 5 months.
You know how covering the high schools is huge.
I covered high schools.
Huge.
Rocket and Quadri Ishmael. They were both in Wilkes-Barre, Mark. They used to steamroll over everybody in track.
So you covered them when they were in high school?
Covered them when they were in high school.
How about
both
that?
Of them.
Remember, was it like Scranton High School or something?
I can't remember. There was it was like 10 high schools, a lot of them. But, Mark, the other one is Greg Skrapenik. Remember him from Michigan?
Greg Skrapenik, sure, from Michigan.
Right. He grew up in Wilkes-Barre. He was there when I was...
Look at you doing Greg Skrapenik.
What? I mean, he was a big star, though, at Wilkes-Barre.
And on Michigan Spring Football Weekend, you mentioned
Greg Skrapenik.
See, that's
what Greg Skrapenik.
How relevant are you? Hey, I got to mention this one thing. You know how sometimes contract talks can be, elongated? If there's unions and strikes, they can go on forever. Did you see last night that Caesars Windsor had to close its doors, I think, for the first time since they probably opened them. Because, casinos stay open 24 hours, right? So they closed because of the big union strike, the contract problems. Contract ended at midnight. They closed the doors before that to make sure no people would show up because, it had to be done with it. Dude, I'm telling you, other things would have taken weeks, months. 9 a.m., they had that thing done and those doors were open. There's no way a casino is going to have a strike for longer than 9 damn hours.
They're not going to lose money, Mark.
Oh, my God. I mean, I said, wow, this could be bad. Because you got the three here and you got the one in Windsor. Beautiful casino Windsor. Now it's Caesars Windsor. I don't know what this is to indicate. I guess the lights and the glitz and the glamour of casino Windsor, Caesars Windsor. And yet I knew it. I said, let's see how long this takes. How many minutes? I should just start timing it. Because every minute that door isn't open, there isn't an old lady on a slot machine, and they got to get that thing rolling. Get them babies humming again. So I thought that was, I said, 9 o'clock. Probably even a little long, but they got it done. Don't forget, you can watch the show on our website and PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Check us out all the time on iHeartRadio with the app. But if you want to watch Parker and the Man, not just listen to Parker and the Man, you can now do that with ParkerandTheMan.com.
I guess the Baltimore Orioles didn't get the memo about pitching to Miguel Cabrera because I just – please help me. Somebody help me. Really, Mark, is it just – I guess I'm the old fuddy-duddy. Am I the bad guy?
You're an old fuddy-duddy.
Because I wouldn't pitch to him, and I guess they just say his competition, he's not the best – so we're going to pitch to him anyway. Is that what it is? Tell me what it is. Tell me, are you trying to win or are you trying to just say, I'm as good as him, I can go up against him, I'm going to challenge him? What is it? He was 4-for-5, had a home run. I mean, tell me what it is.
Don't forget, he started the day 4 hits away from 2,000, so that home run was his 2,000th major league hit. So he had a milestone on the line. Buck Showalter's a smart guy normally. You would think he would tell his pitching staff, Miguel Gonzalez on down. Hey, Miguel, don't pitch to that Miguel. He did have 4 hits, but everybody got hits today. Hunter had 3 hits today.
Rajay Davis even had a 3-run bomb?
He had a 3-run ding, yeah. He had a big 3. Torrey Hunter had one. Everybody...
They better not waste up all those guys at the bottom hitting those home runs in April.
Hey. First of all, you said you were dying for them to hit. Now you say don't waste all the runs you got.
No, not the runs. I'm talking about those home runs. I said they were crappy, the offense, and you know what? They heard me. Because I said
17 hits today.
I said they stunk, Mark.
On a bad day for a hitter.
Yeah, it wasn't great to hit at
all. Cold, windy.
Wet.
They had a little rain delay in there. In fact, it forced Anibal Sanchez to leave the game after, 4? He didn't come back out. Drew Smyly, who is now available because he won't pitch until, literally for 2 weeks. They don't need a fifth
starter. When you're the fifth starter anyway to start the season, you know you're not going to get to pitch.
He's a pretty good relief guy.
Rainouts and off days, you skip that guy. You're not going to skip Verlander or push him back.
Smiley would have pitched had there not been the rainout against Kansas City. But that's one of those games where I agree. What is Buck and his staff thinking at any time? Unless they really put that much credence into Victor Martinez, who had a steal today. He stole a base for the first time. I think the last time Martinez stole a base was the 1800s. And I didn't even know V-Bart was playing that long. I think it was like 1892.
You know what? Wait a minute.
What?
I just saw something scroll underneath here.
And?
EP, I need you to come in here for a second.
What? I'm not looking at it, so you have to tell me. Your shocking face does nothing for me.
It says Larry Sanders from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Larry Sanders Show, starring Gary Shandling.
Was just suspended for anti-drug policy. Can I tell you what he did? Yes, he just came into his store the other day, and don't go into the whole thing, but Mark, he was kind of like...
Who just came in?
Larry Sanders. When Milwaukee was in town?
Okay, Milwaukee was here.
So it's just funny that... And he kind of threw it off like he had a cavalier attitude towards, well, what are you doing? Like he was buying stuff that you shouldn't be buying.
So wait a second. Larry Sanders went to EP. You have a store?
Yeah, I work at
CVS.
I didn't know that. Okay.
No, he works at CVS.
I don't know who's working here.
Right. All right. But
Sarah, who knows what she's up to? Good Lord. NBA suspense. Am I saying this? NBA suspense Sanders for using marijuana. Was he buying it at CVS? I don't know what. Oh, really?
Yes, that's why. That's why it's shocking.
You saw that?
Yes, that's what's so shocking about it.
You saw it. I didn't say it.
So wait a second. Well, no, you saw him. And look, Rob. Everybody saw you do it.
I thought this was a radio show. All right. Oh well.
Rob's going. Mark, check this out. Watch this. The universal signal for rolling a joint. Mark, check it out.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Wait, I forgot I'm on. Want to do it again? Want to do this?
No, I didn't do that. You didn't see.
Hey. He
could have been rolling cigarettes. I didn't say anything.
Right? He could have been.
All right.
Because normal NBA players, that's what they're doing.
We just had a conversation the other day. That's why I was so shocked.
That shocked you because that guy then gets busted for that.
Yes, yes.
I understand that now. All right, look, we'll do some Larry Sanders business.
No, we're not. Guy,
no, but you know what, though? In a way, we should. What? Seriously, what gets in guys' head that are making hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars?
Mark.
What are you doing?
Mark,
what are you doing?
It doesn't matter if you're a pothead or you're into drugs or whatever. It doesn't matter what job you have, okay?
You know the NBA tests.
Mark, but there was a priest who was doing crystal meth. What? A priest. I mean,
no.
Yes, you're right, Bobby.
Oh, that's just bad judgment.
But he's doing it. What do you think?
Hey, priests are doing a lot worse than crystal meth.
Yeah, well, but
if that was all they were doing, we'd be in good shape.
That's true.
That's not that funny. I wasn't meeting the pro Mr. Ford out for that one.
Yeah, that was all right. I like that.
But there you go. Tigers win 10-4 today over the Orioles. We'll do a little more Tiger business, and we got so much.
3-0. I mean, right? Are they what you want?
3-0.
Are they the last undefeated team?
I think. I have to look it up.
I think they are.
Who follows that after three games? But yeah, they might be. And so far, so good with Brad Ausmus. He lost a challenge today. He's now 2-1 in challenges. And even Ausmus had a funny line about Miguel Cabrera. Did you hear it? I'll tell it to you next.
Nice tease. Very nice.
He had a funny line. Brad Ausmus is a big comedian. Tomorrow night, Brad Ausmus will appear at the Chuckle Hut.
Oh, stop. 248-848-1130.
What am I saying that for? He'll be at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Give Mark Ridley the love here.
I love that.
What's it with the Chuckle Hut, Wilson?
It's a Friday night in Detroit. And you know what? It's Sports Night with Park and the Man, and we're on.
That's right. Detroit's 1130. WDFN, the fan. 248-848-1130. And yes, we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint. The worst is yet to come.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
Here we are on a Friday, and I know, well, I'll tell you, who hasn't been dealing with this? But do you, that's why I'm talking to you, or anyone you know, have less than perfect credit? Here we are in 2014. Rob, has less than perfect credit prevented you know who I'm talking
me
to.
Me personally? Is that what you mean? Yep, go ahead.
From getting the auto or home loan you're looking for?
That's why I'm living in a cardboard box now.
Well, that's what we're afraid of. You need to contact United Credit, Rob.
Mark, United Credit is a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees, even a higher auto insurance rate.
With over 10 years' experience, they've earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and have achieved results for thousands, I'm saying thousands, of satisfied clients. Let them help you what, Rob?
Restore your score.
I love that. Not restore the roar. Restore your score and get you the credit you deserve. Call them at 877-274-7654. That's 877-274-7654.
Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get United Credit.
.720 Sports Night with Parker and the Man for a Friday. Back on TFN. We're done with our second week as of tonight. 2 weeks in the books. Where did 2 weeks go? It was just last night we started.
I know. It's pretty amazing. It goes by fast.
You can check us. We always talk about the iHeartRadio app, but also ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Watch the show, not just listen to the show. And if you ever want to hear anything you missed, just go to the archives at WDFN.com. And you can check out all, what do we have now? We would have 5, 10, we'd have 30 hours.
Well, you could have checked out, in case you missed it, Rich Fisher calling in last night.
Rich Fisher did
former
call.
Former anchor man from Fox 2, 50 and 62.
In fact, I was
my former anchor partner.
You had him once, Rob.
You come up here and anchor one time. Right. No, Rich,
I had him for
twice. Years. I know.
Years went by with Rich and Bill Bonds and Jerry Hodak and the crew back at Fox 2. Huell Perkins, the legend that is Huell Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love Huell Perkins in this world?
He's the best.
And I was actually watching a Fisher-Perkins thing that I did with...
Speaking of that, I'm having a breakfast YouTube next week.
With who?
Emery King.
Really? How's Emery King doing?
He's doing fine.
He's great.
Mark,
I miss him on TV,
I do,
actually.
Too. I really do. I'm having breakfast with him. We just got to figure out a day.
He's got to be back on somewhere. I want Emery King back on.
I always thought when 62, Mark, weren't you going to be a part of that? Remember we came up with
the
news team for 62?
We were 2 weeks away. I was into sports. Rich Make was going to do it, I believe. And I'm pretty sure Jim Mattis was part of it. You know what they've got over there, right?
What?
I mean, they had a whole thing ready to go.
Oh, no, I know that.
Top of the Rattlesnake. It's sixth floor up or whatever that is. We had a whole – we had the Duratrans. We had editing booths. We had cameras.
And who pulled the plug?
CBS.
That's CBS.
No, it was really, I think it was the corporate people who just decided at the time that they weren't prepared to spend the money that it takes to run a day-in, day-out news operation.
Unbelievable.
We were this close. I did the sports specials there, so I was already in place. And, I mean, we had director. We had people hired. They were there. This is already how long ago? When I leave, 98?
A long time ago.
15 years ago? 16 years ago?
All right, 248-848-1130, Mark. One more little baseball thing I want to talk about.
Yes. Well, wait, I had to tell the Brad Ausmus thing. So Cabrera gets his 2,000th hit, and some, you know, I guess they're doing pressers now. I haven't been down there yet, but it's going to be down, you know, to every time the manager wants to come in. It's a press conference situation.
No, it's not in his office. They go to the press thing.
To the room with the little background.
Only problem with that, Mark, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to skip a lot of those because you can't get the players. By the time you go all the way over there, he does his thing.
They know what they're doing. They know that's the whole point.
Players skip out, and so I'd rather get a couple of quotes from the manager from somebody or a quote sheet or something and not miss the other 25 players who walk out.
If it's packed journalism and there's no opportunity necessarily to get Brad on a regular basis, then it's a wash. I mean, it's no big deal.
To me, that just it's too far and out of the way.
I don't like it.
I like the way Leland did it in his office, and then the clubhouse was open as soon as he was finished.
Yeah, I was cool with it. You scrambled a little bit. You had to sit around the socked feet and the pork chops.
And the chicken coming out of his mouth and all that.
Three packs of smoke sitting on the edge. That was fine. It was old school.
And his old stories about his sister and how she looked. And one of my all-time favorite, I almost lost it, Mark, in his office. I can't remember, some big party by Major League Baseball. And he said, yeah, my sister was all dressed up and looking all nice or whatever. I'm telling you, she looked like Lucille Ball. I'm like, Lucille Ball's been dead for like...
I would have said, Jim, is that in color or black and white?
I know, unbelievable. Isn't that a mark, Lucille Ball?
Yeah, I told you. You just look at the guy. He's the antithesis of Leland.
I like Leland a lot.
I like Jim
a lot.
I thought he was a cantankerous old guy. Never a problem. Never had a problem with the dude.
I told you, when that whole Rod Marinelli thing, when I asked him a question at the press conference, Jim Leland called Tom Gaze that night.
Said it was awesome or something?
He said, that was Parker, wasn't it? He just, I mean, come on, Mark.
Oh, so he didn't really comment on whether it was good
right,
or bad.
Right, but he was just like, but I think just that he knew, knowing me, and he goes, that was Parker, wasn't it?
Dude, come on. We had good people here. You liked Phil Garner.
Oh, love Phil
We didn't
Garner.
Know Louis Pujols long enough.
No.
Tram was Tram.
Right.
Buddy Bell was great. I mean, I was one of my all-time faves.
I missed him.
You didn't get Buddy at all, did you?
No.
Buddy was great. LP was LP, and then Sparky. God, we had 17 years of Sparky. That was.
You know, I was there with Sparky.
Sparky's he's similar to Leland. I mean, just a an old guy who doesn't just puts it up, and that's the way it is. Brad Ausmus is a new generation in his 40s, and looks like he's 38.
Yeah, the only thing that's funny is all those
Sorry,
new generation,
Brad,
all those new generation guys and GM, they haven't won anything. None of those guys have won anything, Mark. I don't care. The numbers, they know the insides and outs and the game and all that stuff. I don't care. All these young guys who didn't play baseball, who got these numbers, nobody's won anything.
No, Rob.
Nobody.
The best of the bunch that you talk about, as we sit here on April 4th, 4/4/14, is the guy who had the movie made about him, Billy Bean.
Right. What has he won?
Moneyball. Never won anything.
See the camera? Zero.
not a thing. Really bad. So anyhow, the line is, believe me, he'll wait. The line is, Brad Ausmus says, is asked about the 2,000 hits, and he goes, combined, we have over 3,000 hits.
Oh, is that what he said? Very funny. That's very nice.
Between him and I.
But I'll tell you this, as much as Miggy, gets all the accolades, it's all about, and he deserves everything he gets, Mark. Do you know Albert Pujols' numbers at the same point are better? And Hank Aaron's numbers are better. I mean, it's a weird thing.
There aren't many more that are better, but you're
no,
pretty
but
rarefied
I'm giving,
air there.
But when people talk about we've never seen this, it's not true.
Oh, no, I know we've seen it. We saw it with Pujols.
Pujols, Mark. Yeah. Go look at his numbers.
Who says we haven't seen it?
I heard Jim Price today say that.
Oh, good Lord.
What?
Oh, Lord, no. KC, what's going on, man?
You've never heard of a yellow hammer? Come on.
A yellow hammer?
Yeah. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. What's up, bud?
I'm sorry I missed the Rich Fisher. Were you had him in studio or what?
No. He was driving around and just called in.
Oh, you know what? I did see him with you. He was talking about that cult that his daughter got into. What a sad story, guys.
I don't know that whole story, to be frank with you. I've heard bits and pieces. Are you saying something that I don't know?
Oh, no, the Craig Stasio, the chiropractor that's got the cult going. Oh, my God.
So Rich's daughter was part of that?
It's still part of it. He hasn't talked to her. I talked to her like 3 weeks ago, but he hadn't talked to her for like 6 months.
Yeah, bits and pieces. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I don't
more
either.
Than we do.
Rich is a great guy. He wasn't a very good boxing judge. But I did appreciate his sports angle, but,
KC, nobody's good enough for you, are they?
Wait a second.
Come on, KC.
Rich Fisher, as a boxing judge, Stu Kirshenbaum always said he was very good as a boxing judge.
I saw a couple of it, and I thought he could have gone the other way. I'm a little Burt Sugar man, so.
If you didn't know, Rich Fisher has been a long-time boxing
you
judge.
You said Burt McSugana? Is that what you said?
Burt McSugana.
What about the hair, Stanley? Oh, that goes way back, doesn't it? And I miss him, man. He could talk anything Michigan and sports. He was just a great class act on the radio. But,
who are you talking about?
Burt Sugar.
Oh, Burt Sugar. He's passed, right?
Yeah.
A few years ago?
The guy had some great stories.
No, we used to have, Rob, if you remember, we had Burt Sugar on at DFN.
Yeah,
the last time we were at DFN.
And remember, Burt Sugar, of course, when I worked in New York, I've known him forever.
Right.
I mean, passed on. But
Rob covered a lot of boxing.
I was a free press boxing writer for 2 years. I went to every major fight. That's when newspapers actually covered fights. I had a boxing, regular boxing column in the free press. I mean, I did a lot of boxing stuff.
Yeah, well, back in the days when you were carpooling with, ML Curley?
Oh, stop. Oh, my. All right, on that note, Casey, have a great night.
I thought there was something else you had, no?
No, yeah, I wanted to talk about Miggy.
Okay, go ahead.
And the fact that, the contract guys, he really, at 31, he's got 2,000 hits. He's a designated hitter in the future. This guy could be looking at 4,000 hits. if he doesn't get walked, you know, every other at-bat.
He's not getting the 4,000 hits. I hate to break it to you. That's not going to happen.
He can get close.
No, because he's going to be walked a lot.
Look,
let's
say he's 31. He needs 1,000 more to get. So if 200 a year would be 5 more years at 200. He's not getting 200 a year.
He didn't get 200
so
hits.
So let's say he gets 180 a year. I'll make you this guarantee. If he gets there, it's going to be as a Tiger. If he gets to 4,000, it'll be as a Tiger. If he gets to 5,000, it'll be as a Tiger.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, guys, 3,000 is not that far out of reach. You know,
nobody said 3,000's out of reach. I'm just talking about he's already got 2,000. He got 9 good. You know, he could, if as a DH or whatever, he could play for until he's 40. He could easily get 3,000. I just don't see 4,000. I don't see that number.
All I know is if Pete Rose can do it with that haircut, you know, anybody can do it.
Yeah, Pete Rose played like 27 seasons.
Yeah, well, Mickey could do the same thing.
Am I right, Mark? Wasn't it like
not 27, about 25?
It's not unheard of, guys. So I just said, you know, that contract, you know, it may pay for itself, especially, you know, in 4 or 5 years when they're getting $35 million as a base.
You're taking the prime of his career and his early part of his career and doubling it, Casey. That's what you're doing right now.
It doesn't work like
that. He's not going to double what he just did. He's got to double that.
Guys, he's got 10 years as a Tiger. And
you're really serious. You think he can get the 4,000 hits?
You know, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. KC, I understand. This is what I'm talking about. The Miggy legend mark is so hot. This is what I'm telling you is that.
Could do no wrong.
Like, nobody's ever seen this before. I hate to break it to you. Albert Pujols has been playing, like, over the last 15 years. He has better numbers than Miggy at the same point of his career.
And who else does? Aaron does, too.
And Hank Aaron. I looked at it. I did the research. So when people start saying, oh, this and that, and we've never seen a hitter like this, I don't know what people are talking about. Am I impressed by Miggy? Should he get all the accolades and all the money? He deserves everything. But let's not be caught up in being a prisoner of the moment. And that's what people are, because Pujols has been hurt the last couple of years, Mark. He's out of sight, out of mind. Go look at his numbers. And I'm telling you, Albert Pujols had better numbers than Miggy at the same exact point.
And don't forget, KC, when we were comparing Pujols, it was always to Gehrig.
Yes.
Because he had numbers similar to Lou Gehrig when Gehrig started.
Right. But you know what? Pujols is cycling off the steroids now, too. And Miggy has never.
All right, well, you don't know that, and you don't know about Pujols, and you don't know about Miggy. You're just guessing.
Jack Clark had to apologize for that kind of thing, KC.
Stop it, KC. Well,
Ken House, you know, the old Atlanta Braves.
Tom House,
excuse me. Talking about the Braves, you know, that's not out of the possibility.
No, KC, I've said it to everybody. We've already said it once since we've been on the TFN this run, second time here. Go look at the article. It's available online. I'm just going to say this. May 3rd, 2005, USA Today, Tom House explained. Clarissa explains it all, okay?
And who would have thought that Lance Armstrong 10, 15 years ago was dirty? Guys, it happens. You know, the science is way ahead of the investigators. And who wants to investigate in baseball now that they're coming into the big money? It ain't going to happen. Guys aren't going to get caught that were previously thought to be, you know, clean.
No, I don't know. Baseball has its own little thing. I disagree with that. Baseball wants it clean for whatever their big reasons. Thanks, buddy.
They just all they do is damage their own game all the time. Appreciate it.
Let's do the thing, and we got a lot to do. We got a sports wrap coming up.
All right, you won't believe where I was today.
Where was that?
I went to Sam's Alterations, Mark, to pick up some stuff. That's right. You think you're the man?
No.
Sam is the man.
Sam the man.
Sam's Alterations, Mark, located at 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Telephone number 248-552-9950. I was picking up some stuff that had to be altered, taken in, my corduroy pants. And Sam can do anything, Mark. You see the suits I wear on Local 4?
Very nice.
Nice. Fit me like a glove.
Very nice.
Sam can take in anything, give you cuffs, hem your pants, take your waist out, you know, take your waist in, whatever you need. All the alterations and such. Also, Mark, he sells suits and shirts and everything in there. You can go in there and get a wardrobe. So go to Sam's Alterations located at 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Sam'd.
Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Got a sports wrap next. Our number, 248-848-1130. It's a Friday. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.